Hopefully everybody already knows me. I was cute and but you know, it was cool listening to even the prayers today and then the manifestations and the music. You know, it all flows together with my teaching, and there were just specific things that God did that solidifies in our hearts that He is a faithful God. And so what I wanted to really share about this morning is walking in God's perfect plan. And we all walk in His perfect plan. We're going to see that from His Word. But, you know, some people are real big planners. They plan out from July 1st to December 31st in their lives. You know, you get your calendar, you work all this stuff through it. Some people, you know, plan for a month at a time or a week at a time. Or some people are like me. You fly by the seat of your pants. You just get ready to go wherever you want to go, wherever you need to go and be. But we're all different. We're all uniquely different. And that's the way God made us. That is part of God's perfect plan for each one of our lives. Yes, we're different. But we're all born again of God's Spirit. And God can work in each and every one of us. And He's had a plan, a very specific, perfect, that's the word I want you to remember. God's perfect plan for my life, not my perfect plan for my life. Because He has that for us. And I want to look at some scriptures that just really tell us this truth from God's Word and some other things we're going to talk about. He has prepared a way for us to really produce the most absolutely best results in our lives, because that is His plan for us. You know, I said we can produce. We're capable of producing, but the key is allowing God to direct our path. I want you to go to Proverbs 16. We'll read verse 9. A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his path. Okay, I want you to remember this word. This verse, as we go through this, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, a really familiar verse to many of us, or verses. We'll start in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Now that verse, Proverbs 16, says a man's heart plans his ways. What does the word say about a man's heart? Out of the issues of the heart come the issues of life. But it also says that man's heart can be what?
Deceitful.
So we don't want to listen to just our heart. Many times our hearts will be full of godly things, and we will walk out upon those things. But when our heart is in opposition to what God's Word says, we need to allow God to direct our path and our heart. Okay? We do not want to be wise in our own eyes. That word fear is actually the word reverence or respect. We need to have that respect and reverence for the Lord and depart sometimes from the evilness that we may think is right, and it will be health to our flesh and strength to our bones. So quite simply, you know what? We are partners with God. God can direct us, and God wants to direct our path. And the things that God wants to do for us are absolutely the best. But He does not control our paths. We choose. We get to choose what we will do or what we will not do. And it is wise in our thinking for us to remember that God sees and understands things we can't see or understand. Yet, in Jeremiah 33, I want you guys to go there. God doesn't just leave us hanging in the balance of trying to figure out what to do without any help. I mean, today in the manifestations, what did He say? He is always with us. He hears us. He guides us. He protects us. He is faithful to his word. Jeremiah 33. And the Old Testament is in there for our learning, and we can learn from some of these verses we're going to read. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Now, we have the Spirit of God within us, but we don't know everything. And sometimes man's heart gets in the way of God's knowledge. And we need to really allow God to direct our path, because he wants the absolutely the best for us. And he will show you things that we can't know without his guidance, without his revelation. Isn't that part of how the Holy Spirit works within us? God shows us things that we cannot know. We have to trust that. Go to Isaiah 55. And we'll go to verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says Vicky. No, says the Lord. That's what God's telling us. Hey, guys. But, you know, sometimes I'll ask, well, God, what about this? What about that? And he'll go, no, that's not my thought, Vicky. That's your thought. That's not my way. Okay? And that's what he's telling us. Nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord, as the heavens, this is so cool, are higher than the earth. Now, who knows how much the heavens are higher than the earth? I don't know. the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It's extremely important, as God directs our path, for us to not argue our thoughts with God's thoughts. If we know it's not what God's asked us to do, let's don't be dumb and stubborn. Let's just do what God asked us to do so that we can have the things that God wants to put into our lap. God wants us to trust him. Trust that he is working his perfect plan. So many times we get impatient. We pray, we don't see, we don't hear, God doesn't do anything. Really? No, what God's doing is trying to tell you to be patient, trying to tell me to be patient. And we run out of patience. But you know what? In God's perfect plan is also God's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we ask for things that we're not ready to have. We want them. We think we need them. But they're not good for us. Or the timing isn't right. We need to allow God to direct our path according to his timing. So many times when we don't get what we want right when we want it, we get frustrated. Then we get discouraged. Then we get angry. Then we get unforgiving. Then we get stubborn. And then we start thinking evil things. I mean, we really do. And sometimes it's even evil against ourselves, but we don't recognize that. Because we think we're right. We're not right. Not when it comes to God's opinion. If our hearts don't line up with God's heart, God's opinion, we are wrong. Period. But God will show us what to do to handle those situations. I have been down my own path in my life several times. I don't know about you guys. Maybe you never go down that path anymore. But it's not a good path to go down. I guarantee it. It's not fun. Sometimes we just want what we want, but what we need to remember is God's perfect plan is also moving with God's perfect timing. We read in Proverbs, remember, verse chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, don't be wise in what? Our own eyes. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There's so many verses for God to show us that how much he loves us and that he has plans for our future and our present. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Wow. Now, when you're in a quandary or you're sitting there thinking, I've prayed and prayed, I don't see anything, you know what? Remember this verse. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. When you're frustrated, you're not seeing results, take time to just sit back, take a breath, and remember how much God loves you. Remember how much he's already done for you and how much he wants to continue to do for you. Because the word of God is the truth, and God says it right there. Jeremiah 29, go there. I'm using the New King James Version in case some of you guys' verses are a little different. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, a hope. How about the hope? Mm-hmm. I mean, in this administration, some of the most exciting times have happened. And we live in it. See, God's plan for our lives is not Moses' plan. Moses has come, did what God needed him to do, and now he rests until it's time for him to be raised from the dead. God's plan is this administration for us. We get the privilege to live in the grace administration. I mean, think about it. This is the administration where people could get born again. Before this administration, there was no born-again Spirit of God living in men. The Spirit was upon certain men, but in where you can't lose it like us, that's God's plan for your life. It's his plan. That's why we're here. This is where he wants us, in this administration. And what a privilege to see and know the Word of God, the amounts of the Word of God that the people on this line and the people in our lives and us know of God's Word. And it's not a haughty thing, not in my heart. I want to learn more because there's so much more to learn. But I am so thankful for knowing the truth of God's Word about the administrations, about the time we get to live in. This is available to us. This administration, people got born again. Romans 10:9-10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, what does it say? You will or shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that heart is that most inner part of us where we make our decisions. It's not this feeling. It's a decision-making spot in our heart to do those things of God. We, the people listening to this teaching, and our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, get to live in this administration. We get to be born again of God's Spirit because that's God's plan for us. And this is the grace administration. What another great time to be alive. There wasn't grace before this administration, but in this administration, we have the grace of God. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. What a great time to be alive. I'm so thankful to God that this was part of his plan for my life. I just am so blessed. So we'll do Ephesians chapter 2, start in verse 4. But God... I love that. Because you know what comes before this, if you read the context, is all this stuff that, you know, natural man. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. That is our time of life. Before us, that wasn't available. But here we are, and we have a chance to live Christ within us. We have a chance to show the world what it's like to be around Jesus Christ. That's how we're supposed to treat each other. That's how we're supposed to talk to each other. His great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That's where we're seated spiritually. You realize that's what this means, right, guys? We are seated spiritually in the heavenlies with Christ. Oh, people before our time could not have that privilege, that honor, that respect from God. That's amazing. That in the ages to come, verse 7, he might show the exceeding riches of his, what? Grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Here's part of the plan, for good works. It's not our works that makes us good. It's not our works that saves us. It's our works. It's the works of Jesus Christ that places us in the position in God's plan, his perfect plan for your life and my life to be able to do the works of Christ. Why we walk on this earth. And God prepared this for us. Now think about that. God who created the universe, the heavens and the earth, on all that's in it, has prepared specifically for you, Al, for you, George, for you, Tricia, for me, Vicki, to walk in the walk of Jesus Christ. What an amazing time to be alive. It's just like, I sit in awe. Because I know me, and I know I don't always listen to him. But you know what? He never forsakes us. He never walks away from us. He is always there, always there. Trust him is one of the biggest things we can do. And trust and obedience go together. I usually can't teach without talking about obedience. Because that's part of God's plan for our life. And if we don't listen and walk the way he shows us, or do the things he tries to teach us, we don't get his perfect plan in our life. We get our own plan. So obedience goes hand in hand with trusting God. So we want to be able to get our minds around that. Because I'll tell you, the adversary will whisper stuff in your ears that's contrary to God's word, but man, it can sound really good. But God says this, Vicki, and I don't care how you feel, Vicki, God needs you to do it this way. And we all go through those things, don't we? Because we not only do we have a great God, we have an adversary that wants to take us down and out and rob us of the plan God has for our life. But God's perfect plan and God's perfect timing in our life has put us in this administration with these benefits. And this power in our life, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Didn't it say that in Ephesians? Is in us. Wow, what an amazing. And I tell you, part of God's plan, his thing, his timing for our lives, one of the most important things about being in this administration is the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the administration. When we're living right now, this is when he is going to return. He is coming back. We have the hope, the honest expectation. And that's what the hope is an honest expectation. It's not a cross our fingers, we hope he's coming back. It is a God said it, God is faithful, God's going to bring it to pass. We live in this administration. We have that privilege and honor to live in this administration because that's God's plan for my life. That's God's plan for your life. We need to really take a look in our hearts. Am I walking this plan? And of course we are in some areas. In other areas we can still grow. It's like that for all of us. But the important thing is to just remember this is God's plan. This is God's timing. Don't be impatient with yourself or with God. Take the time you need to get your head in the Word if you're being challenged. Walk out there with great love manifesting from your heart one towards another. You know, we don't beat each other's hearts up in this administration. We tenderly guard and hold each other's hearts. And we encourage each other's hearts. That's part of God's plan in this administration. Our hope. The biblical usage of hope, I'm going to do this, I just kind of alluded to it, but the biblical usage of hope is not a crossing your fingers. No, it is, it's confident, now listen, it is a confident expectation of what God has promised and His faithfulness to His promise. That's why we have to be obedient to. We won't see all of that in our lives, in the manifestation that God wants us to have, if we don't listen and follow through. You know? It just won't happen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. What a great time to be alive. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is what He did for us. He put us in this time, this administration, where we have the living hope of the return of Jesus Christ. Nothing we face can defeat us if we continue to remember who we are in Christ and the power and promises that God has given to us and walk out on those, no matter what we feel like or what the five senses looks like. Go to Hebrews chapter 6, another great thing about our hope. I tell you, it just, to live in this time when every day we get up knowing today could be the day. Hebrews 6, 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. Even that is huge in our life. We don't have the separation like the veil in the temple. We enter in before God right now in our hearts, in our lives. We stand before God at any time, and He is there to hear us. What an amazing time to be alive. Look at 1 Thessalonians. We live in such a great time. I know I keep saying that, but man, it just is amazing to me how God knows exactly what He's doing for each and every one of us in our lives at every specific moment. And it's His plan, and it's His timing. 1 Thessalonians, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. Man, I tell you, I read that, I get the chills. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. This is the administration we have been born in. This is the plan that God has for our lives. What a privilege. Just, we can wake up every day, you guys, and say, He could come today. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's not just a saying. That's not just empty words. It is the expectation of the promise of the fulfillment that God is going to give us at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it could happen today. It really could happen today. Mm-hmm. No man knows the time or the hour. That's what God says. But God knows. And we have that expectation, that trust, that confidence, that commitment to God and His Word, that we can wake up every day, no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what happens in our life that day, we can wake up every day and say, He could come today, no matter what. It's God's plan for our lives. It includes three of the most amazing events that could happen in the world. In this administration that He put us in, His plan for our lives, can get born again in God's Spirit. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit, the gift of God. Right? We can manifest power from on high, right?
Right.
What's the other one?
Expectation of hope.
We have the expectation of the hope. That's the big one. We can get born again. We can walk in the grace administration. We're not having to pay a price because we blow it. God's already covered us because he loves us so much. It's like our own kids. If you have kids, you know. If they blow it, it's okay. You'll love them anyway. You might want to kick their... God's a little more tender sometimes than we are with our kids. But we get this administration of grace. We get born again, we get this administration of grace, and we get the living hope. Every day that we take breath, we can say, today could be the day. And what a day that will be when my Savior I shall see. I want you to listen to this song and think about this.